Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Tom Brady makes it official and makes his retirement announcement Tuesday morning after 22 NFL years. Record number of illegal immigrants continue to pour into our country with one startling fact. Nearly half of those apprehended in December were from outside the border triangle countries. Yuma County Sheriff Leon Wilmot on Fox News.
It's a mess. He's diluted Border Patrol and their ability. He won't prosecute anybody that enters the country illegally.
President Biden continues to say the triangle countries' problems is why we have a surge at the border.
One of the fundamental things we got to do, in addition to some of the changes we'll make, we don't get into today, but if we figure out why they're leaving in the first place.
The State Department has received a written response from Russia's government to the American proposal on de-escalating Ukraine border tensions. Details were not released. Secretary of State Blinken and Russia's Foreign Minister Sergey Lavrov will talk on the phone today. USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
The direction our country is going and American leadership is an overwhelming number at the polls.
Approval ratings of the government are falling as personal satisfaction approaches a record high. According to a new Gallup survey, American satisfaction with the direction of the country has fallen to 17%. Meantime, amid the ongoing COVID pandemic and record high inflation, Americans seem much happy with their personal lives. 85% of those surveyed say they're satisfied personally, just 5% shy of the 2020 record high of 90%. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Donald Trump took center stage in Texas for his second Save America rally of the year in the flatlands of Conroe. OAN was rolling their cameras.
To see Trump, we're so excited. Movement is just unbelievable.
Yep, to be with everybody that's like-minded like us and enjoy the day and to see Trump.
USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Prime Minister Justin Trudeau announced Monday he and his children have COVID-19, and he encouraged all Canadians to get the vaccine. He went on to liken the truckers' protest over the weekend in Ottawa against the vaccine mandate to the Nazis and hate.
It's a challenge that my family and I are facing, but there's nothing unusual or special about it. It's a challenge too many Canadians and people around the world know all too well.
Durant cette pandémie,
throughout this pandemic, people have lost loved ones. Our health care workers are continuing to work very hard. Scientists are working day and night to ensure that we can get vaccines to keep us safe.
It's not over, and we have to be there for one another. And as we continue to have each other's backs, as we steel ourselves for the challenges ahead, I know you're wondering about what you saw in our capital city this weekend. As my friend Erwin Kotler said on Saturday, freedom of expression, assembly, and association are cornerstones of democracy, but Nazi symbolism, racist imagery, and desecration of war memorials are not. It is an insult to memory and truth. Hate can never be the answer.
Thanks for listening. I'm Lance Pry. We are USA Radio News.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Hello, America. Luis Miguel, Antonio Miguel is with us. We're going to be talking, of course, about Russia. The United States is put 8,500 troops on alert, military supplies being shipped to Ukraine. There doesn't seem to be a supply crisis there, thank God, getting them the military equipment and weaponry that they need to defend against the Russians that sit on their borders. So what is the end game here? The United States believes that Russia, meanwhile, could launch an attack on Ukraine at any moment. This despite serious sanctions the Biden administration will lay upon Putin. Luis, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
Doing great, thanks. Glad to be here with you.
Yes. So what's your read on all this?
Absolutely. Well, it's everything that goes on with the foreign policy that's dominated by globalists and the neocons in America today. You know, there's always things going on behind the scenes. There's an ulterior motive. And you know, first of all, right now, like I said, this foreign policy establishment, these people who are angling for war, again, they're creating a situation in which American lives are going to be lost, and it doesn't need to happen. This is a manufactured crisis in which many sides converging are steering us towards war and making it inevitable when it could all be avoidable. I mean, the entire thing, for instance, you have right there the fact that what we could call the Western powers, represented by the European Union, U.S. interests, NATO, aren't backing down from the potential of making Ukraine a member of NATO, though they aren't. They say they don't have the plan to do so immediately, but they don't want to back down from the possibility of making it a member in the future, which, of course, I mean, none of us here are Putin fanboys, but at the same time,
right.
when you're looking at geopolitics, you understand the realities. I mean, it's like if Russia were to come out, or China for that matter, and put a missile base in Tijuana, mm-hmm. You know, we would see that as a provocation, a threat, and would act swiftly in order to prevent that from happening. And so there's, gotcha. You know, Russia's, you could say, legitimate geopolitical national security interests, and but we're pressing ahead, creating these tensions, and then making war inevitable by removing other sources of leverage that could potentially be used to deal with the situation in a non-aggressive manner. Sanctions, for example, the Biden administration, its key officials like Blinken are saying that sanctions are the chief weapon that's going to be used to deter. But they've made sanctions completely unviable by the fact that they even actually empowered Russia with Biden's terrible and lousy energy policies. The fact that he has gutted American energy, gas, oil production, while at the same time that's opened a door up for Russia to corner the market. And you can see that with Germany, for example, which is refusing to transport weapons or allow to transfer German weaponry over to be used against a potential Russian invasion. And that's, again, that's making the possibility of any sanctions, because Germany's not going to be on board, and they're not going to go after Russia, whom they depend for their gas supplies. And so again,
go ahead.
Yeah. So what happens is then the only possibility then is the active war. It becomes that physical force is the only option left on the table, and that's exactly what they want, because you have so many vested interests, the foreign policy elites, the defense contractors, who wanted to escalate into a hot war with a major global superpower.
Well, going back to what you opened up with regarding Ukraine, whether or not they're a member of NATO, geographically, where they sit, they have, there's NATO interests right off the get-go. So that's why they can't back off. I mean, they're just trying to, form the language so that they don't get in Putin's face and just right away just say, okay, well, we're going to make Ukraine, part of NATO, end of story. I just think, just by location, aren't they part of NATO? I mean, if not officially, certainly, but unofficially, and this is why the NATO partners are coming together, are they not?
Well, there is an important distinction, of course, between, naturally, Ukraine's not going to go anywhere. It's going to be right there. And it's, but the question is, if you open a door up for eventually becoming NATO, that creates another set of circumstances that allows, eventually a great degree of weaponry, troops potentially, which pose, a greater threat to Russia. And again, you have to look, it's the same thing you look at what the situation here in the U.S. would be. I mean, of course, right now, for instance, you take Mexico as an example, which has a Trotskyist president as of the moment. Mm-hmm. But then if you took that a step further and López Obrador went and entered into a formal military alliance with China, and China is now transferring weapons to the Mexican-American border and with the potential of sending over Chinese troops, there's no denying that would be in our vested interest to stop such an arrangement from taking place.
Oh, without a doubt. Without a doubt. Yeah, but you don't see America, assembling at the border to invade Mexico. But I understand what you're saying in the opposite way. If China was doing this, I mean, we're back to the Cuban Missile Crisis of the 60s all over again in some respect. But, I'm just saying geographically, I believe that where Ukraine is at, I mean, it is drawing these people in. And the other thing that, we were talking about the other day, Luis, see if you how you assess this, is that Putin is seeing how everybody's reacting, how NATO's reacting, how America's reacting. It's kind of like, here we just came off an exciting football weekend, and you saw constantly the offense looking to see how the defense is going to react. And I think this is a lot of Putin's thinking, and he's really challenging Biden. I mean, it's been very well noted. He has no respect for Joe Biden. And thinks he's totally incompetent. And, of course, here in the United States, we're not helping the cause either because, Biden is becoming such a target, politically, because of the demonstration of lack of competence and the lack of confidence that they have in him. And so, our enemies are seeing him right for the pickings. And, in a sense, this might save and give him save face a bit if he handles this appropriately. If he screws this up, on top of Afghanistan, inflation, the border, this could be a real death nail for him, couldn't it?
Right. Well, I think the ultimate death nail would be to get us involved in a conflict in which we have no reason to be sending American troops to die. I know a lot of it has been made about Biden's weakness, which of course he's not even in charge of foreign policy. You saw, of course, his poor performance in that press conference recently, and his staffers had to come out basically do damage control after the fact. You had a situation where aides are suddenly saying that what they're saying is the actual policy, not what the president himself says. So you can definitely make that case very strongly that there is a failure of leadership in the White House, and that's what's enabling, you know, not just Putin's incursions, but you have, of course, the situation with China and Taiwan, which is just a hot spot altogether, which can develop into something, you know, into conflict in the.
Could you imagine? I mean, that would just be absolutely incredible. Got to go to a quick break. We've got more from Luis. Stay with us.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Now, I was just talking with Luis Miguel when we were off the air about what's going on here at the Ukraine border. That, I mean, this is a serious game of chicken in some sense. And here we are, two nuclear powers, and, you know, we're at the brink of, you know, what could really exacerbate, Yes, into World War III quite rapidly. General Mike Flynn made this comment. He said Biden might get hundreds of millions killed over the Ukraine, to Luis's point. Luis, this is rather serious. I know that a lot of bluster is out there claiming that, Putin is a notable bully. You bully a bully. But you also got to be strategic about it and how you minimize the damage, and you make sure that you don't get drawn into something that you don't want to get drawn into, right?
Absolutely. But we shouldn't forget that Biden has vested interests in Ukraine. He and his family have for some time. Mm-hmm. And there's no discarding the influence that could very likely be having on his foreign policy decisions at this time. And, of course, we know Burisma, the entire impeachment of President Trump, was on that basis of the Biden's dealings in Ukraine. They're intimately tied into the politics and the business in that country. Mm-hmm. And so the Bidens obviously have an interest in not seeing that interrupted by a potential Russian invasion of the Ukraine. Moreover, I'm sure they probably wouldn't want the money trail of any of the dirty laundry in Ukraine falling into Putin's hands, that's for sure.
Right, exactly. I'll tell you what, this is interesting. You're the first person that has brought up, which is surprising to me, that because this is so obvious, but the mainstream media wants to continue to carry water for the Biden administration, so they don't want to bring up that 800,000-pound gorilla in the room, and that's Biden Inc. and this business that Hunter Biden in that. A little bit later on, in fact, today I'm going to be talking with Miranda Devine, who has written that great book about the laptop from hell. So we're going to get into it, and especially how it relates to the diplomacy and the chess game that's being played here at the border, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you talk about chess game, and that's a game that's been being played with huge repercussions for the entire world for some time now. And we can see that over the last few weeks of how the what you could term the globalist or neocon establishment has been working very assiduously to sow unease and tensions in that area of Europe. We saw recently, of course, with Kazakhstan and the unrest that took place there. And the mainstream media outlets, many of them were painting that as nothing more than a mere protests over fuel prices that went violent. But a number of reports, including some of the ones authored by myself over the New American, have detailed how there were many reports that, in fact, what was taking place was actually was often termed a color revolution. They were reportedly actually insurgents trained in foreign countries who were being sent into Kazakhstan in order to sow the unrest, in order to basically try to orchestrate a coup against the president there.
That's standard fare, right? Hang on. I'm sorry to interrupt you, but people need to understand.
Yeah.
This is an age-old model, and it's the same model that they used in Crimea and the same model that they're trying to use here in Ukraine, are they not?
Right. Now, in this case, in the case of Kazakhstan, what you had was likely Washington-backed forces who were trying to orchestrate a coup in order to take away, take Kazakhstan out of Putin's column and create another ally, another satellite nation, which they could use as a battle state, as a buffer against Putin. Mm-hmm. And so, as you can see, you have the right powers. You have Moscow and Washington playing this very delicate game of these kind of proxy movements going on for some time now. But the ones who are going to pay the big consequence are the American people, ultimately, because we can tell you not only is there going to be lives lost, many American and servicemen and women who are going to be killed if this turns into a full-scale war. But also the ramifications, the shockwaves that are going to be felt throughout the country are going to be enormous in the way that this will affect our economy, the way that the dollar could possibly plunge as a result of all this. It could end up being something from which the United States may not recover. And if this does become a huge international conflict, there's not even an assurance that we could win, and especially not with the way when you take into account how our military has been hollowed out to the core by the Biden administration.
Yeah, we don't have a great batting average when it comes to wars lately. You know,
correct.
Since World War II, I mean, we've not fared very well. And as you mentioned, you bring up an excellent point here, and that is our military. I mean, it's one thing to talk about, the hardware of the military, but let's talk about the software. Let's talk about the psychology of the military. Here they are. I mean, Milley and others and Austin have insisted that there's no CRT training that's happening in the military. But when you talk to the troops down Lound, they say that's not the case at all. Well, wait a minute. You're more worried about, you know, critical race theory in the military as opposed to, you know, fighting a war. I mean, your eye is off the ball here. I think that's what you're suggesting, right?
Exactly. It's been a deliberate weakening of our military all along. So that's part of what I'm saying is that you can never go just completely about what's going on in the surface. There are all these movements behind the scenes and ulterior motives. And the aim, frankly, is to weaken our country, to avoid any kind of reasonable and rational dialogue between our countries, deliberately get us into a shooting war with a major nuclear power, a war that will likely end up losing because they've sabotaged us from within for so long. And if the ultimate goal is what happens, well, America is going to fall from being the world's great power. And, you know, we can only speculate as to what kind of fate will befall us if that happens.
Exactly.
So again, we have so much to lose in all of this. Someone like a Trump or someone who actually was seeking to put America first would take a strong stance, you know, would make a clear line on the sand, but would also pursue a policy that would be mutually beneficial to our countries. That's what President Trump did when he was in office. And it's kind of funny how, for all that they called him a Russian agent, none of this was happening when he was in office, but he wasn't a war hawk either. You know, he maintained good relationships with Russia, but he also made clear what the limits would be. And that's what's needed right now, and not this talking out of both sides of his mouth, weak policy that Biden has been pursuing.
Is this survivable for Joe Biden? Because they, I mean, Putin knows who Joe Biden is. The world knows who Joe Biden is. I mean, he's fully exposed here. You know, what has to happen to reverse course to, to bring in a backbone for this administration to save the American people? Because the policies that they're so committed to, Luis, are not about America first. It is about the, you know, the neuterization and the crushing of our country.
Absolutely. Well, I think Biden is done, to be honest with you. I mean, he is, at this point, there is no Biden, let's be honest. He's merely a puppet for higher powers that are using him as the face of the presidency, but he's taking orders all around. Mm-hmm. He has an original idea in his mind right now. You see, now he's being told what to do, and he's probably going to be discarded. I mean, there's no doubt in my mind that he's not even going to be run as their candidate in the 2024 election. I just don't see that happening.
Yeah, I agree. But meanwhile, we've got 3 years left with him, and, you know, even if there is a red wave that takes place as being projected for the midterms, I just hope... my one concern is that the Republicans, if they are to take over, that they don't waste their time with a bunch of committees and, trying to, you know, do the silly things that the Democrats have been doing and wasting time and wasting the people's money when they could be about the people's business and focus on first principles to really make America great again. What do you think?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, let's hope they have the courage and the foresight to do what needs to be done.
Exactly. Well, he's a writer whose journalistic endeavors shed light on the deep state, immigration crisis, of course, what's happening in Russia here, and the enemies of freedom altogether, Luis Antonio Miguel. Luis, thanks again for the time. I appreciate it. Godspeed, my friend. Take care.
Thank you, my friend. God bless you.
Do you love driving, but you hate your expensive car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your current car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. Yes, it's easy to refinance your current car payment and save up to $100 a month. Could you use an extra $100 a month? Then make this call to Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your current car payment.
It's easy. Only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. You can do it all from the comfort of your home. Call today and see how much you can save.
800-511-6223. 800-511-6223. That's 800-511-6223. Call now. 800-511-6223.
Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Tom Brady makes it official and makes his retirement announcement Tuesday morning after 22 NFL years. Record number of illegal immigrants continue to pour into our country with one startling fact. Nearly half of those apprehended in December were from outside the border triangle countries. Yuma County Sheriff Leon Wilmot on Fox News.
It's a mess. He's diluted Border Patrol and their ability. He won't prosecute anybody that enters the country illegally.
President Biden continues to say the triangle country's problems is why we have a surge at the border.
One of the fundamental things we got to do, in addition to some of the changes we'll make, we don't get into today, but if we figure out why they're leaving in the first place.
The State Department has received a written response from Russia's government to the American proposal on de-escalating Ukraine border tensions. Details were not released. Secretary of State Blinken and Russia's Foreign Minister Sergey Lavrov will talk on the phone today. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
With the America, Bill Martinez here. Yes, and we've got Lou Euler with us, nationally recognized expert on tax limitation, tax and spend, budgetary issues, all those good things that we need to be concerned about as our bloated government continues to expand in incredible measure. It's nonstop. I mean, the administrative state, the bureaucracy, Lou, the American people have got to find a way to get control of this runaway government.
You're absolutely right. As a matter of fact, as all of us tune in each night to the news that is put out around the nation, we're driven to unbelievable lengths about what's happened to our nation.
Exactly.
The streets continue to be molested with firings and shootings and uprisings. Our schools are out of control. The cost of living is above and beyond what anybody had expected. So All of a sudden now, we are all demanding that we have a roadmap to a restored America that we love and cherish.
Well, it demands a leader with vision, Lou. That's what's lacking right now, because Joe Biden doesn't want to declare his vision, honestly, because I think in part he's not even sure himself, because he's being pulled in different directions. He seems rather rudderless. And meanwhile, you touched on two of the critical issues that the polling is saying that people are most concerned with. Number one, inflation. Number two, crime. I mean, there it is. I mean, ahead of COVID right now, and COVID is another long discussion, but clearly these pocketbook issues of inflation, how this bloated government is chewing up our money and the raises that we've been getting this year, can barely offset the impact of inflation.
You bet. And then what you've got is climate change issue that covers so many areas, and they're trying to, unfortunately, many of the leaders in Washington are trying to push out huge subsidies to corporate America, to woke America, to get them to make more of these electric vehicles. We have no infrastructure to charge those, no way to make this a reality, and the climate change is based on false evidence. Why would the Obamas buy a home at Martha's Vineyard a few feet above current sea levels if they truly believed that the seas were going to rise and inundate their new home and wash away their friends? That's crazy.
So exactly.
It just tells you that they're really very duplicitous about what they're.
Well, this is why the truth is so important. If you have no connection and relationship with the truth, you can get bamboozled like that. But all you have to do is just simply look at the actions of those on the left, you know, what they say and what they do. I mean, all along, I mean, even during this COVID experience, you know, they act like a bunch of totalitarians demanding lockdowns and people live a certain way. But yet they and their husbands and friends and neighbors could, you know, go to restaurants without a mask and be unrestricted and enjoy freedoms for the special defined elite. This is the way they operate. And, you know, you mentioned, you know, whether it's COVID, whether it's climate change, the left has a model that is consistent. They will get you to go along and they will compel you one way or another. But if you're not in the lead pack of getting people to, you know, march long step, march step with them, if you're not in the silo with them and you're on the outside looking in, you're the effect of these draconian lockdowns and these, you know, these orders to get you to compel to go along, to get along. If not, you're out of there. And I mean, you know, Lou, it's gotten to the point where, you know, the attack on people, for example, who are unvaccinated, you know, you've got a majority of Democrats that want people to be permanently locked down, or at least locked down until, you know, I guess it's determined that we get on top of this, or, you know, some other relief, you know, happens. They want you locked down or maybe even sent to a FEMA camp.
Yes. Yeah. What you have, as we've discussed before, is a frontal assault on common sense and the America that we have known and grown up in and cherish and want to hand to our children. And
yes,
when you look at a president who's as weakened as Biden is in terms of being able to even conduct a press conference effectively, you know, our nation is at risk when you have a hostile world, the Ukraine problem, the problem with Taiwan, et cetera. And so we're facing some decisions in the near term about who's running our country, whether the 25th Amendment will be imposed to pull him out of office. Look what we get. We get Kamala. We don't have him. So
right.
I think it's about time that we have the new leadership in Washington to keep us off this terrible path.
Well, the first part and the first step is the midterms, not that far away. And that can offer some relief. But my prayer, Lou, is that that if the Republicans, in fact, do take over, that they don't come in with such a vengeance to want to get even against Democrats and waste their political capital on a bunch of different, you know, unnecessary committee hearings and whatever, but that they stick to their knitting, that they do the work that the American people elected them to do, not to settle political scores, if you know what I mean.
Yes, now that's right on target. And it is. I mean, the bottom line is tradition and common sense.
Right.
We've never experienced this kind of chaos before on our streets. children being killed in major cities by accident. So, you know, it's time to restore order and let's get things first things first. You bet.
Exactly. And speaking of first things first, I mean, look, it starts with, you know, as our founding father said, it starts with a moral agency. Our Constitution was designed for a moral people. And the reason that the Constitution is being compromised right now is we have to look in the mirror and say, look at what have we done? You know, what have we accepted into our lives that has compromised our morality? Because our politics is downstream our culture. Our culture is infected right now. It is corrupt, and we're producing a corrupt political system that is hurting people. And now, maybe if we go through enough pain, people will get to that point to realize that they've got to bow their knee to the right God, not the God of this government.
Yes. And as we proceed, we've got to be very, very careful with changing the laws with regard to voting, because the left wants to cancel out the opportunity to have real control over the voting, have people present themselves, identify themselves, show that they're registered, etc. And they're trying to, with this loose border that we have now, they're trying to add to our voting base without any kind of regulation and substance. So that's one of the key issues that we face as a nation as well.
Well, the Democrats want a guaranteed outcome. That's what they want. This is why they want to take over. And we got a little taste of it in the last election, and everybody's still scratching their heads and trying to figure out how somebody, you know, running a campaign out of their basement can get 10 million more votes and be the winner. I mean, he didn't win by a couple hanging chads. He won by 10 million plus votes operating his campaign out of a bunker. I mean, it just defies credulity, Lou. That's all I got to say. Hey, Lou Euler, the founder and president of the National Tax Limitation Committee. How can people be in touch with you, Lou?
Limittaxes.org is our website. Come join us for the battle of the century.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. That's 855-525-7448.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
In the United States, heart failure impacts more than 6 million adults, leading to about 1 million hospitalizations each year. Heart failure is a long-lasting condition in which the heart is unable to pump enough blood to meet the body's needs for blood and oxygen. But there are things people can do in consultation with their healthcare provider to help manage their disease. This is true for Ray, who is currently living with heart failure.
I find that communications with my doctors is key. This includes notifying them of any changes in heart failure symptoms and listening to their advice.
To help support people living with heart failure by providing educational resources, Merck, in collaboration with Mended Hearts, has introduced At the Heart of the Matter, Moving Forward After Your Heart Failure Hospitalization.
While it can be discouraging at first to hear that you have heart failure, you eventually find out you aren't alone in this journey.
Learn more, know more. Visit attheheartofthematter.com for more information. This segment is brought to you by Merck.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims, and we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
The brightest sunrise, waiting on the other side of the darkest night. Don't ever lose hope. Oh, no, I believe. Maybe you just haven't seen it. Just haven't seen it.
You know, I can appreciate that the odds seem to be a little overwhelming when it comes to our constitutional rights, but I don't want you to lose hope. And our next guest, hopefully, will reignite that hope that is within you. Because even from California, believe it or not, there are reasonable people that still exist and continue to fight the good fight on behalf of we the people. The California attorney with the Dillon Law Group, Mark Moiser, is joining us, and he's running for U.S. Senate in California to fill a seat that was vacated by Kamala Harris when she became the vice president. He has become known as a champion fighting for all our constitutional rights, and we're going to talk about the OSHA update and a couple of other things. But first of all, I want to bring Mark on the show. Hey, Mark, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me this morning.
Hey, great to have you here with us to talk about all things California for just a moment and how it will impact the federal landscape. But, you know, first of all, I'm sure people are chuckling. The governor there, not even a bit embarrassed, not indicating any kind of shame or duplicity by going to a NFC playoff game and not wearing a mask, and he tells everybody in his own arrogance. I mean, this is the problem and why he loses credibility, because he just flat out lies about it, because there's other pictures besides the cameos and the shots that were taken with him and Magic Johnson. You see him there in the VIP booth there at Soho, and he's not wearing a mask, and yet he said, oh, just for convenience and out of respect for Magic Johnson, he took the mask off. I mean, the guy has no shame. What is wrong with this guy?
Well, rule for thee, not for me. You know, it's the age-old adage, he is a dictator, and he wants to control everybody else's life, but he wants nothing he says applies to him. And ultimately, he is proven the hypocrisy of these orders and just how illogical they are and how they actually do not make anybody safe. And, you know, I actually did a Facebook post yesterday where I highlighted the portion of the public health order where the public health officer requests the sheriff to basically arrest anybody who violates the county public health order. And I I basically sent it out to the sheriff, and I said, hey, sheriff, please arrest Gavin Newsom and Eric Garcetti. They violated the public health officer, and in quotations, because they put, you know, 72,303 people in imminent threat and menace to public health. And ultimately, the sheriff is not going to do it. I wish he would, but if he did, if he didn't do it, that means anybody else who basically gets arrested for failing to obey the L.A. County health officers now has a great case to make to the court of selective prosecution.
Yeah, but meanwhile, they have to go through the battle and the expense of defending this obvious miscarried of justice that could potentially take place against them. But, you know, this is what's happening across our country is the Democrats are controlled. They're getting away with everything, you know, from keeping people incarcerated because of January 6th, because it fits some political narrative. I mean, how dare they subject American citizens? And I understand they run the palette here. Everything from people that were, you know, deserve punishment, but they don't deserve to be held. We have a thing called, and you being an attorney, appreciate this more than anybody else, called due process. And when you see due process being stomped the way it is by politicians, I mean, this is an abhorrence and disgusting against our constitutional rights on its face.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the current batch of tyrants have basically deprived Americans of their constitutional right of a Republican form of government. In a Republican form of government, you and I elect our leaders who pass the laws by which we are governed by. Nobody here elected our public health officers to dictate to us how we are to live our life. You know, your governor is supposed to execute the law. They're not supposed to make the law up and then enforce the law. And, you know, and then our district attorneys, they're supposed to actually enforce the laws that are passed. When they make judgments that, you know, we're not going to force this law, they're depriving the people of a Republican form of government. And so what you see is on all fronts and all positions, there's this absolute attack on our constitutional right of a Republican form of government. They are trying to get rid of this constitutional republic that we live in so that they can usher in their utopia of communism, socialism, whatever they want to call it. But I have news for you. It will never be utopia.
Are the people? Well, it never is. I mean, ever in history, you look back and you see governments and leaders who have done the same thing. It ends up in misery, people starving. And if you're like Venezuelans, you're eating out of the back of trash trucks. Once a very wealthy, energy robust nation that has been destroyed, thank you very much, by socialist and communism. And here it is. And America's youth has been conditioned, Mark. They've been falsely educated to think that, you know, by these professors, these liberal professors, that somehow it makes sense. And God forbid that these kids in the classroom ask a critical question, because if they do, they'll suddenly be failing. So they've been taught and compelled to go along to get along, or you're out of the class.
It is a very sad state of affairs that we are in. But you know what? I'll take freedom any day over communism.
Amen.
I'll take freedom any day over slavery. And Ronald Reagan proved to us that the message of freedom will triumph every single day. We need to just keep saying it loud enough and long enough, and people will understand that, wait a second, when my child has a greater chance of being hit by a meteor walking to school than dying of COVID, why are we making them wear masks? The governor's not wearing a mask. You know, why are we making them take a vaccine? They have almost zero chance of any serious injury. Why are we, you know, why are we doing this? And the thing is, people are waking up. And it's not just Republicans. I have Democrats that are just coming to me and saying, Mark, I voted Democrat my entire life. This is nuts. This is crazy. This is not what I want. And, you know, there is, you know, it's from all walks of life, all economic statuses. Yes, there are people who are completely, you know, in love with the communistic form of government, and you're not going to change them. But the vast majority of Americans really just want government out of their life. And the longer Gavin Newsom and Joe Biden continue to push their thumb down and try to control the American people, the more violent the reaction is going to be.
Well, that's what we're concerned with, is that it would come, you know, to that point. And God forbid. But again, this is a government of for by we the people, and we the people, you know, like our founding fathers, I mean, they were revolutionaries. And it wasn't like, you know, you go back and it wasn't like they had 100% agreement. It was a small group of patriots that said, look at this is the vision. And they kept reminding everybody of what freedom would be like. And it went from I don't believe it can happen here to where maybe it might be able to happen. And there was enough energy and inertia that carried the day that brought enough critical mass to overcome the most powerful military force on the planet during that period of time. And here we are. And God forbid that we would, as Ronald Reagan warned us, you know, no longer be a nation under God, because chapter two of that axiom is that you will soon find yourself a nation gone under. And we are at that tipping point right now. And I remind everybody, it's experience that defines preference. You know, forget about what the media told you about Joe Biden and Kamala Harris and the Democratic Party. I mean, we've experienced it in this last year. As one gal had tweeted out over the weekend, she says, I miss mean tweets and stocked grocery stores. I thought that was pretty much on point, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, the price of gas, the price of grocery, the impression that's going on right now, people are waking up. And I think people are going to be, I think the left is going to really be shocked how what's going to happen in November. It's, you know, there is a.
Well, I think they've got an inkling, Mark. That's why they're heading to the exits. And that's also why they put the pressure on Breyer to resign. God forbid that they would have, you know, another situation where a liberal judge could possibly be replaced by a conservative. And so I believe the pressure, you know, was on Justice Breyer so that we didn't have another Ginsburg occurrence. We only got a little over a minute here, Mark, and I did want you to address the latest OSHA update. You were personally involved before the Supreme Court on this case. Update our audience. We got a minute left. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, as I think most people know, the Supreme Court basically struck down the OSHA. It went back to the Sixth Circuit. At the Sixth Circuit, the government has now filed a motion basically waving the white flag, saying that the issue is going to be moot, and they've asked the Sixth Circuit to dismiss the case. So ultimately, it's going to be a win for the United States of America, for the people, and our constitutional right of, you know, being able to choose the medical treatment we want and not be forced by the government in order to keep a job.
And Mark, finally, as we wrap things up, remind everybody where they can go to support your run for U.S. Senate.
Well, thank you very much. My name is Mark Moisier. The website is www.markmoisier.com. That's MarkMoisier.com. And I'd like you to help join the fight where I am taking my fight for your constitutional rights from the courthouse to the U.S. Capitol.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase.